So we can't trace gun ownership back to the murderer. What can we trace as to the guilt or innocence of my client, Steve Harmon? The state doesn't even suggest that he was in the store during the robbery. It doesn't suggest that it was his gun that was used. The state does contend that somewhere, sometime, Steve got together with someone and agreed to participate in this robbery. On the stand, Steve admitted to having seen Mr. Evans on the street in his neighborhood. Hundreds, perhaps even thousands of people have seen Mr. Evans in the streets of Harlem. Perhaps hundreds of thousands of people. That doesn't make any of them guilty of a crime. The state did elicit from Steve that he spoke to Mr. King about basketball. The conversations were short and without substance. At no time did the state establish any conversation between Steve and anyone else about a robbery. Think about that for a minute.